clock.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpy. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
With MG and possibly the greatest horse tipper in New South Wales, MG. Yours truly.
Liam Cummings.
Liam Cummings. Because the horses I tip, they come in. We'll get to what we're talking about. But basically our rush hour is tipping league for the Melbourne Cup Carnival. I am sitting second. And I don't know if I'm allowed to win the money, but that's a problem we'll solve a bit later on in the show. Hey, we've got to talk plenty of rugby league today. Damien Cook from the Bunnies is going to join us. You're going to go deep on the situation Brandon Smith finds himself in, with three offers on the table at the moment. Four, in fact, if you count the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, it looks like Melbourne Storm are fourth on that list, and I would say that the other three teams are jockeying for his signature. There's one that stands out for mine.
All right, well, we're going to pretend that you're going to get 10% of whatever contract he signs and get you to pick which team you think Brandon Smith should be signing for now that all the clubs are presenting their offers to him. But off the top, a very, very big story, MG.
What's cracking?
The Penrith Panthers have today terminated the NRL playing contract of Tyrone May with immediate effect. The Panthers released a statement just after 2:30 this afternoon. The Panthers' board of directors concluded May's conduct following the 2021 NRL Grand Final constituted a serious breach of his contractual obligations. The board also gave consideration to previous breaches in making the decision to terminate his contract at this time. That is it. Tyrone May's time at the Panthers is over, MG.
Yeah, I don't think the board had any other option, to be honest with you, Liam. I think that basically, you know, the first four stories after the grand final were about Tyrone May, and we've all kind of forget it, where it's in the background that Penrith beat South Sydney in the grand final. So public opinion also was unfortunately against Tyrone. So I don't think, as I said, I don't think the board had any other option.
It's a very interesting, for those unaware, this obviously stems back to a social media post he put up relating back to the court case, as far as obtaining images without permission, all the way back at the start of last season. So this goes back a long, long way. The troubles he had another 12-month contract on the table with the Panthers for next year. That's now gone. This is a 25-year-old man who really, MG, only has himself to blame for the fact that he is now out of a job.
Yeah, look, I think to use the platform of social media straight after a grand final win for the way he did was totally the wrong place and totally the wrong time. And I think if he had his time over again, I think he would have changed and he wouldn't have done it. But that's, you know, now I suppose, will we see him at another club is the big question.
Well, do you think a club should give him an opportunity?
I think one will. I'm not sure which one, but I'm pretty sure that someone in the NRL will give him a branch. And
because it's
obviously with a lot of caveats in the contract.
Well, and it's interesting because the crime that, you know, the not crime, but the off-field indiscretions that he's been found guilty of and the actual, you know, crimes that he was found guilty of, he's served his time, he's observed the punishment, but it's kind of, he's reached the watermark with the Panthers. They can't cop any more from him. But that's not to say another club might not.
No, and you mentioned he'd done the time and crime and all that stuff. Well, he brought it up again, but he was the one who brought it to the forefront again in the aftermath of the grand final victory. So, as you say, he's only got himself to blame, and he's 25. I don't think he's done in the NRL. I think someone will pick him up at each club.
Just played in the premiership.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
I mean, he didn't play a lot, but still, you know, he's part of a premiership-winning squad at the Panthers, 25 years of age, can play, you know, a lot of different positions. I'm sure there's a team that would look at his footballing ability. It's a question of which team is prepared to, you know,
have a gamble
and bear the cost that comes with giving this guy a contract now. Just recapping, the Panthers today terminating the contract of Tyrone May. It'd be interesting to see how the Panthers playing group deals with this now, MG, as well, because obviously he's a housemate of Captain Nathan Cleary and he's very tight with a lot of the other players.
Yeah, well liked amongst the playing group, obviously, and that would be a major shock today for the players of Penrith. The fans of Penrith, I'm not quite sure. I don't know how they've reacted. I don't know how they've been reacting. But I do know that public opinion was against Tyrone after the aftermath, as I said, about the grand final and making basically about him, and you know, you should be celebrating the best thing you've ever done in your life, as far as a rugby league player or as far as a sportsman goes, and celebrating an achievement that not many blokes in our game get to do, but unfortunately he didn't.
What's cracking?
The NRL free agency frenzy is still yet to kick into gear, MG. We still aren't seeing a flurry of new deals done for those players that are eligible.
It's quieter than we thought, isn't it, Liam? It's a lot quieter than we thought it was going to be, but there's a couple of significant happenings overnight.
But you'd expect the big name, the big contract, once it gets signed, is that of Brandon Smith, the Melbourne Storm hooker / lock. Utility, he can do a lot of things, Brandon Smith.
Social media,
and he can do some naughty things as well. But his manager said a couple of weeks back that send us your best offer. Come November 1, we will be entertaining all offers. It's reported today that there are three offers on the table. His manager has confirmed to the Gold Coast Bulletin there are three offers thus far on the table, and those come from the Titans, the Dolphins, and the Cowboys. And it's also reported that the Melbourne Storm have previously tabled an offer in the range of $2.2 million for 3 years, which doesn't seem to be enough to get Smithy to stay put.
Yeah, well, that's disappointing. $750 a year the Storm are offering him, and I bet you Craig Bellamy would be disappointed in the fact that he's not going to stay for a little bit less. I can imagine, but when you say a little bit less, if we go through the... Oh, well, let's just stay with the Storm for a quick sec, because, look, if he goes, Finucane goes, Nicho Hynes goes, I know we're having a talk before we come on the show today about this very, very break we're about to do, and you kind of said to me that this could be the year 2022 that we finally see Melbourne Storm's depth and how deep it is. Well, you're right. You're 100% right, but... But I know, and everyone knows, that somewhere along the line, someone's gone to the Melbourne Storm this year in pre-season who's going to play first grade next year and will say, wow, I didn't see that coming. They just signed a young kid, I think, from New Zealand who played in the sevens in the Olympics, a big towering back rower or centre. So, look, they've always got something churning the Melbourne Storm. But, Liam, without Brandon Smith, without Dale Finucane, who I think is one of their biggest losses in a long time, and Nicho Hynes, there goes their 14 and their utility. So, yeah, you're right. It's going to be tested, but it's Melbourne Storm. If any other club lost them three players, I'd be going, mayday, but you, not Melbourne Storm.
You watch Craig Bellamy turn Nick Meaney into a rep player. You watch it. It'll happen. Hey, look, but let's talk about those three offers that have been reported for Brandon Smith. Dolphins, Cowboys, Titans. Three different clubs in three very different situations. Dolphins don't even exist yet, so that is a from the ground floor build up. The Cowboys, it would be third year under Peyton as the coach, and not looking like a finals team at the moment. And then there's the Titans, who cracked finals this year under Holbrook, and seem to have some momentum about them with a dynamic young forward pack and some exciting halves movement as well.
Okay, I'm sitting you down, Brandon. I'm your manager. We're going through these three options. Let's first look at the Cowboys, who have offered you $900,000 per year for 3 years, $2.7 million. I would suggest you have a deep and hard look at this roster at the moment under the coaching of Todd Payton. I'm not sure they're going anywhere fast in the next few years. I think they've started a little bit of a rebuild. Obviously, they want you, but they've got Robson there, Reece Robson from Dragons, who I think was one of their best performers in a pretty ordinary year this year for them. So let's just put a little question mark next to them. I think, Brandon, out of the three, they'd probably be the least club I would go to, the least likely I'd go to. Dolphins, brand new club, a chance to be the face of the organisation along with maybe another person like Kalen Ponga. But success won't come easily for this new team. There's going to be a lot of expectation. There's going to be a lot of spotlight on you. You thought there was a lot of spotlight on you after the competition finished. Well, guess what? It's ramped up because all eyes will be on you. I would suggest that the $1 million they're offering a year is great money, but sometimes money doesn't buy happiness. And I would just have a little question mark against them as well. Let's get to the Titans, who... Brandon, I think, as your manager, I think I would advise you have a really good look at this $1 million offer per year that they've made to you, because $3 million over 3 years with an extension in your favour is a fantastic offer with a club who made finals this year. They've got young Jaden Campbell coming through. They've got David Fifita. They've got AJ Brimson. But most of all, they've got Tino Fasua-Mala-Awi, who's your future captain. And I think a player who could really, really, a little bit like Nelson in Melbourne, who you could get the best out of. So for mine, Brandon, I think Titans would be the ideal club for you to land.
Nice work, Mr. Guy, representing Mr. Smith at the negotiating table. Unfortunately, you won't be negotiating for Brandon Smith because you'd be pretty nice to take 10% of whatever he's being offered up by those various clubs. Is it still 10% these days or is it higher?
It's between 7 and 10. I was 7 back in my day, so I imagine it's gone a little bit higher. Okay. I'll give Coxie 25%. Just because the 75% of nothing's better than that.
Look, we wait and see where Brandon Smith lands. I've got no doubt that there might be some more offers coming his way. A player of his quality.
I think he's got an itch to go back to Queensland.
Yep.
I think he wants to scratch that itch. And I think with these three teams all being, look, it's one of the Broncos haven't put a bid in for him as well because, you know,
yet.
At the moment.
Yet.
Okay. So we might have to go back to the negotiating table next week, Brandon. So stay fit. Stay on top of the game because, you know what, if all this attention comes your way and you come out next year you've still got another year of the storm.
Yeah.
So that could be your little, you know, sojourn off into the sunlight, and we might win another competition with Melbourne. But let's have a look at the options in another 3 months.
It's a sojourn. You were so close. But, yeah.
Damn it. What sojourn mean, by the way?
A sojourn is a trip.
There you go. Yeah. Well, so you knew what I meant.
Yeah, I did. I always do.
And what did I say?
A sojourn.
Let's play the brain game again.
Revel in the spirit of the Melbourne Cup Carnival, October 30 to November 6, vrc.com.au. This is the Rush Hour Melbourne Cup Tipping League.
The horses are on the track.
Oh, the horses are on the track, all right. And if you want to know who's going to win the races, just come to me. Because, MG, as our Rush Hour Tipping League continues throughout the Melbourne Cup Carnival,
mm-hmm.
I am sitting second in our league.
With what score is
I'm
it?
I'm 31 points behind John N.
Okay.
In our league. Now, I don't know what happens if I win. There's $2,000 up for grabs.
You
here.
Can't win, mate. You can't
why
win.
Not?
You can't because it's you're there'd be kind of a bit of an overflow of people going, oh, it's rigged.
Well, it's not.
It might be.
I signed up at giddyupflemington.com.au, just like we've encouraged everybody to do, or you can head to the Triple M Win page for the details. I signed up, I tipped my horses, and here I am sitting 31 points shy of taking home $2,000. As far as I'm concerned, I've earned it.
You know what? We'll have to talk to Integration or Legals about this because we better make it. That you can or cannot, so we can know if you can. You're challenging.
I don't think there's anything to be decided.
You can't.
This is a tipping competition. The best tipper gets the cash. Right now, I'm the second best tipper. John N, I'm coming for you.
Okay, so in the NRL competition where I won a couple of years ago, why didn't I get the money then?
That's a good question. If I were you, I would have had conversations at the time.
Staff can't win, mate.
Well. Look, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
You've already spent that $2,000.
Yeah, maybe. But tomorrow it is Oaks Day. Kennedy Oaks Day. The Melbourne Cup Carnival continues. Look, head to giddyupflemington.com.au. There's still time to sign up, get involved, join the Rush Hour Tipping League. MG, who do you like in the Oaks?
Well, it's a great day, isn't it? Ladies' Day at Flemington, the Kennedy Oaks. I actually like the man with a hot hand at the moment. James McDonald on number 3, Daisies, Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. are the trainers. You'll get somewhere around $5 on the total, the fixed odds. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm looking at Daisies. What about yourself, Liam?
Well, I went for a run the other day through Centennial Park and I saw this man. It was hot and I saw this bloke in a full-out tracksuit running towards me. I thought, geez, he must be hot. And it was one Hugh Bowman. And I thought, there's a sign. Hugh Bowman will be riding Biscayne Bay in the Oaks tomorrow, so I will be backing in my track-suited friend Hugh Bowman and going with Biscayne Bay.
I like it. Yeah, there's some chances. Obviously, the favourites are Elusive Express with Jai McNeil on it. Willowy, who won last weekend. My niece's name, which my brother-in-law backed at 14-1. It's coming it's in at 4:20 now, so there's some great chances. It's a great race over, 2,500, so... Yeah, good luck with it all.
Good luck. GiddyUpFlemington.com.au. Head to the Triple M Win page for details. John N, I'm coming for you on the leaderboard. I look forward
to it. So are the lawyers for you.
MG, while some clubs are already out there slugging it away in pre-season, you know, up and downs, back and forth, running, heat, sand dunes, all of it.
Mm.
Those teams that went deep, those teams that made a grand final, they've got a little bit more time off before they have to get back into it.
Yeah, they won't be back until probably mid to late December or even early January, I'd say, the Panthers and the Rabbitohs. And we've got one of the Rabbitohs star players on the line right now.
We do. Friend of the show, Damien Cook, joins us. G'day, Cookie.
Afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure, buddy. Look, we're not going to go rehash the grand final. We know it's a bad memory for you.
So as much as MG wants to.
So we'll move on. We will move on. I'm not going to gloat at all. Since the grand final, a lot has happened at the South Sydney Rugby League Club. Wayne's gone. Adam's gone. Benji's gone. Cody's signed. Kalamatungi signed. So it's a lot happening in the last couple of weeks for you guys.
There is a lot happening, mate. And, look, obviously we knew about the ones that were leaving, but definitely exciting news to see Cody sign on again so Wayne can't touch him for that first year that other side. And Keon, that's a great sign. He's going to be a big player of the future, I believe. He's already there. He's just learning how good of a player he really is at the moment. And he's got a lot of skill about him. And he's going to be a real strike weapon for us with and without the ball next year.
Yeah, I think he'll play Origin next year. That's my prediction. I think he's Origin bound. I think what I saw in him this year and his improvement, and he's willing to adapt to most situations. He can play front row, back row, lock. He's a superstar in the making, and he seems very humble too, DC.
He really is. He he understands how hard it's been to get to where he is today, and he's willing to learn and continue to grow as a player. And for a young kid, that's very important. So I don't doubt that our representative footy is just around the corner for him either, mate. But he had a great year for us this year, big standout year for us, one of our most consistent players. And we saw what he could do, and at such a young age, he's only going to get better.
Has the property steward had to hand-stitch shorts for Keon? Because are those legs as thick as they seem on television?
Yeah, mate, they're pretty big. Some of those boys have got some big legs about them. So him and Harmony Selly, Judy Totola, they've all got some big legs on them, mate. So a couple of times, I think they spent a bit of time in prehab and rehab after some certain injuries, and they just get in there and just do weights the whole time.
Just do leg press.
Yeah, mate, that's all they must have done.
Now, MG mentioned the turnover that has happened at the Bunnies. Was it hard to say goodbye to your new mate Benji? It was a short friendship. It was a short love affair, but it seemed an intense one.
It was significant.
Yeah, it was, mate. I really enjoyed having him at the club. I said it before about a different set of eyes on me, someone with a lot of experience and a real honest opinion too. So I really enjoyed having him there. And I've got a good mate out of it now, and he's moved on to bigger and bigger things now, the life after footy, I guess. And, so I wish him all the best with there. But it was sad to see him go. It felt like you only just got to know him and he's gone already. But he was outstanding for us this year, not only for the young players, but, for us older boys as well. It was not an inexperienced senior players group, but it was great to have him there overwatching us and sharing his thoughts, and we definitely learned a lot from him.
Cookie, tell us about what's happened or what's transpired since the grand final. How long did you stay in Queensland for, and when did you guys come back to Sydney?
Yeah, so I've been back in Sydney about a week and a half now. So we stayed up there for the week after the grand final, and then we all went on we're up there, so I might as well take advantage of it and go. Most of us went on a little holiday away. Some of us, there's a few families over where I was, so just to get away. And obviously it was a bit chaotic back here still, and we just wanted to be fully vaxxed by the time we got back. So that wasn't the case. I had to wait 1 week just before I got my second one back home. But to be honest, mate, it was really good to be home. I've been away for 4 months. It was good to just get home to your house and get back into the routine with the family, and definitely enjoy my time.
As a small business owner yourself, MG, like you, Damien's got a side hustle. It must be nice that Sydney has opened up again and can you resume business as normal?
Yeah, mate, it was great to see Liqueur and all the small businesses open back up again. And the local community has been outstanding around here and getting in supporting all those businesses, including Liqueur. So it's great to see the doors open and being nice and busy and, just being able to provide that service to those people as well who are obviously looking to get out and about. And, you've got to be grateful for the support, because a lot of them probably had no work for the last few months as well. But yet, as soon as it's open, they've got back into supporting the local businesses like ours, and it's much appreciated.
Tell us about pre-season. I know it's one of the reasons I retired. What's the worst thing do you think about pre-season training, DC?
For me, I think it's the testing, and I don't know why. Because I try and stay in pretty good shape and go back to pre-season in fairly good shape because it's a much enjoyable time when you do pre-season in shape. You watch some of the boys that enjoyed the off season. They it must be like hell for them. And one of the worst things is testing, but one of the best things is seeing one of your mates who enjoyed the off season struggle. It always makes you feel better about your fitness levels. So I'll tell you that.
Now the other thing we need to address with this man, it's Movember. MG, you can grow some decent lip fur, and I've taken a run at it.
Damien's got the Errol Flynn look, right?
Well, no, I've got a bone to pick with Damien because he did the one thing that I think it should be written into the rugby league rules as illegal. He shaved after the grand final, and he looks like a 22-year-old when he shaves it all off. It's very disconcerting, Cookie.
You won't get into a club, you know, now, DC. You get to show your ID.
Just keeping the missus on her toes, that's all. she actually likes it better, so she likes the goatee. So, mate, it's in competition. So I was just shaving it off to freshen it up.
Yeah,
I actually do it most years, actually, but this year just was pretty funny to see the reaction from it. But no, the good news is that the goatee will be back for round one. There's no doubt about that.
It is such an iconic look in the game. It, honestly, when I saw him posted on his Instagram, I thought, is that Cookie's younger brother that we've never heard of before?
That's Darren Cook, his young brother.
Well, Damien, not Darren. Damien, we do appreciate you giving us some time. We know you're still in your off-season.
Yeah.
You're not back on the training park for another month or so. Best of luck. Enjoy the break, and we can't wait to see you back out there.
I appreciate it, mate. I'll tell you one more thing about the goatee is my facial recognition on my iPhone wouldn't accept it for certain apps. So I thought that was pretty funny when it denied me entry to my own app. So.
That's how iconic it is.
Yeah.
Awesome. Damien Cook from the Bunnies. We appreciate your time.
See you, Cookie.
See you, guys.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M, and it's all thanks to Bluebet. MG, we are thick in the spring racing carnival. We obviously had the Melbourne Cup yesterday. We've got the Oaks tomorrow. MG, who do you like in the Oaks? Daisies?
Daisies.
And I'll be
J-Mac,
going with Biscayne Bay with Huey Bowman. Now, if you are going to have a bet on the Oaks, you should do so with the True Blue Aussie bookie, Bluebet. Cross sport, same game or same race multis. You can do them all if you bet with Bluebet. Obviously, if you are going to have a bet on any of the racing, make sure you do so responsibly. Now, MG, Kobe Bryant, he's a man who, I don't know if you'd call it a bet, but it was certainly an investment. Back in 2013, he invested $6 million into a sports drink company called Body Armor. Essentially, they're a drink trying to take on the likes of Gatorade and Powerade. He invested $6 million. It made him a major shareholder. He obviously tragically passed away at the beginning of 2020 in that helicopter crash. But yesterday, Body Armor sold, or Coca-Cola purchased the remaining 70% of Body Armor that they did not yet own for $5.6 billion.
Wow. That's quite the investment, isn't it?
Some cabbage. Now, Kobe's share of that will be $400 million, which is about $538 million Australian.
Wow. Yeah, unfortunately, he won't be able to enjoy it, but his family certainly will, and it's a shrewd investment. I think he had a lot in his portfolio, actually, as an investment, and that's up there with the Michael Jacksons and the Elvis Presleys of the world who have made so much money since their passing that it's not funny. And yeah, that's amazing. $400 million American.
Did you get, I mean, and look, you know, we know that Kobe Bryant was a man with a fairly high level of disposable income.
Yeah, yeah.
On a comparative level, did you ever get sold a big investment during your heyday as a league player, or any of your teammates have a get-rich-quick scheme that they drop some cash into?
Oh, look, the disposable salary thing is... We kind of had to work. When I first started, I was working as well as playing first grade. We'd train Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays and play Sundays. And so the money was a little bit harder to come by. So I remember early days, there was a lot of these pyramid, what are they called? Like an investment into a pyramid where if you come into the pyramid and you bring someone else in.
Pyramid schemes.
a scheme. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for. You go to the next level and someone and so on and so on, but not as much. I know there's some gold bullion in the early 90s that was going around. And
gold bullion?
I've never invested. I've had a lot of offers to buy into horses, to buy into greyhounds.
Yeah.
But no, I've never been an investor. I think money's too hard to come by to invest it into something you know nothing about.
Well, Steve Smith, Aussie all-star, superstar batsman that he is, people probably aware, he invested $100,000 into Koala, the mattress company, back in 2015. That gave him a 10% share in the business. That 10% share for $100,000 is now worth $12.2 million. So well done, Smithy, scoring runs on and off the pitch. Michael Jordan bought the majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets for $175 million, not a drop in the ocean. That franchise is now worth $1.5 billion, so he's made his money back.
Everything he touches turns to gold, MJ.
But the last man that we want to speak about when it comes to athletes investing is the Big Diesel, the Big Aristotle.
Big Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, I think his net worth is valued somewhere around $350 million. Not short of a penny. Famously, he owns Wendy's franchises. I think he's got
car washes.
He's in everything. He puts his money.
Actually, I think he is one of the early investors into Google. He's also one of the early investors in the late 90s into Apple.
Well, so the man knows where to put his money. But he's got six kids, and he spoke to a podcast the other day. Listen. If you're one of Shaq's kids, you're thinking, how good is this? I'm sorted.
Yeah, daddy's loaded. We're rolling in the Benjamins.
Shaq's got other ideas.
My kids are older now. They're kind of upset with me. Not really upset, but they don't understand. Because I tell them all the time, we ain't rich. I'm rich. You got to have bachelor's or master's. And then if you want me to invest in one of your companies, you're going to have to present it. Boom, boom, boom. Bring it to me. I'll let you know. I'm not giving you nothing.
We ain't rich. I'm rich.
Wow. I don't know whether it's a good dad or a bad dad.
I
think it's good the fact that he's teaching them lessons, but I think a dad's job is to provide as well for your family. But obviously,
well, I guess there's
a
difference between providing and indulging. And
well, didn't one of his sons get straight A's or something at uni? And he said, Dad, Shaq said, what do you want?
He
said,
I want a Tesla car. Yeah, and I think
Shaq told him,
Shaq told him, no way.
What are they worth, the Tesla cars?
Oh, look, I think you can get the base model for about $60,000.
Okay.
Not that that's anything
and
to sneeze at.
This is isn't it? Elon Musk's company.
Yeah, you're not across. Yep. You sound. I would have expected you to be fully across Tesla. I assume you invested.
I'm not an investor. I know. I'm more interested in Shaq and what he's saying to his kids.
If I'm Shaq's kids, it's a double-edged sword because you know that.
Filthy.
Well, you also know that at some point. You're going to see some of that cash. You're just going to. But on the other side, your dad's 7'2" and weighs 150 kilos. Like, he'd be a pretty hard man to argue with.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You don't muck around. And he's a DJ. He's a man of all trades. He does everything, Shaq. He's a great entertainer. He calls a spade a shovel in his commentary on the NBA.
You know what? We need to do our party boats again before the end of the year, and I might make Shaq my number one pick.
It'd be hard to go by. Hard to go really past having him.
You'd have to get a big boat to fit him.
He could be security. He could be everything. He could be entertainment.
Maybe we should buy a horse.
Let's do it. We'll call it Rush Hour's Gone Mad.
We'll call it Stay Random. Stay random flying down the outside.
Oh, and Stay Random.
Stay Random's taking a right-hand turn and raced off the track. It's heading for the bar. MG, we got to get out of here. Tomorrow, Brent Reed is back, and I am looking forward to it because I have no doubt that he will have some juicy news as far as NRL free agency goes.
Well, he better, because it's been really quiet and disappointing ever since November 1's rolled around. It's been underwhelming. But anyway, that's another thought for another day. Reedy, good luck for tomorrow, mate. As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.